It's been a really hard year, and we want to switch gears a little. This is Getting Through, a series where we bring you the stories and sounds of how we're staying grounded during this chaos. Zoe Villegas is a lifelong Detroiter and tarot card reader. This year, organizing mutual aid projects is what's kept her going. Rachel Ishikawa has this story.
Tonight, at the Ford Wyoming Drive-In, it's Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke.
Hey, it's a bird, man. A bird is answering the door.
The lot is about halfway full, and people keep bouncing back from car to car. There's puffs of smoke coming from some of the windows. Oh, it's April 20th, by the way. 420.
Will you have?
Hey.
People are celebrating, yes, but the night's also a fundraiser. All proceeds are going to the Southwest Detroit Community Justice Center. The whole evening is part of a mutual aid project run by Zoe Villegas and this informal group of organizers called 304 Army.
Thank you again for coming out to the Ford Wyoming Drive-In.
It took months to put together. And organizing projects like this, it's a big way Zoe's been getting through this pandemic.
I read once that psychologically, that anticipation was the key to happiness.
That's Zoe.
That anticipation gives you so much of a reason to survive.
Coming up with project ideas and bringing them into fruition, the anticipation of seeing the final product, it all helps Zoe stay grounded. By this point, you've probably heard about mutual aid. The idea is actually attributed to this Russian anarcho-communist named Peter Kropotkin, who wrote about it in 1902. At its essence, mutual aid is about supporting each other instead of just fending for ourselves. And it's not just money. Sometimes it's food, or healthcare, or housing. It could be emotional support. It's about filling the gaps where our needs aren't being met. On top of the fundraisers with 304 Army, Zoe has other mutual aid projects too.
I don't have insurance for therapy, so that was one of the reasons why I was especially moved to start a sort of peer emotional support group, because not everybody has these resources, myself included.
It's called the Lonely Hearts Club, a loose collective of people who are all experiencing grief, like Zoe is, who lost her dad to COVID.
There is a sense of community among people who have no fear in approaching someone who is experiencing something very dark and saying and inserting themselves and saying, I'll be there with you at the bottom.
But the bottom, it's not always desolate. There's joy too. The group cooks for each other and they have these long phone calls. It's not always heavy stuff.
We were all discussing like VHSs because I was talking about how I got a VCR in my bedroom and everybody had a collection of VHSs and started trading them. So, I mean, you get into these kind of like quirky territories sometimes. Like you don't know what people are going to connect over, but sometimes it's just enough just to have a distraction.
And that quirky territory, that whimsy, it's super important to Zoe's mutual aid work. 304 Army, the group Zoe's a part of that put on that 420 fundraiser, they organize a lot of mutual aid projects that are whimsical. Like there was the Bikini Car Wash for Rapid Response Detroit, which is a group that aids undocumented folks. And there's the pinup calendars too. I mean, just type 304 into a calculator and flip it upside down. Even their name's tongue-in-cheek. There may be some people who don't get that what looks like these campy antics are actually expressions of love and care. For Zoe, there's no disconnect.
We have a way of compartmentalizing our life and our beliefs and our ideology, and I don't think that's human. And so I don't find that there's a place and a time for this discussion or for supporting this or that. I think that we should be doing it all day long, every day.
For Zoe, a fundraiser for a serious need doesn't need to be serious, just like a grieving circle doesn't need to be about grief.
I find that people who struggle really hard have a sense of humor. I find that that is where my identity as a Detroiter and my connection to other Detroiters is always through humor.
Zoe talks about how mutual aid skips the red tape, the bureaucracy of nonprofits and government programs that can be so dehumanizing. And that's the thing that sets mutual aid projects apart. There's no system. There's no hoops, just people helping each other out. I'm Rachel Ishikawa, Michigan Radio News.